Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden says the State of the Union is strong, but that more work needs to be done. Biden is touting a list of achievements since taking office, including historically low unemployment and a bipartisan infrastructure law. In his address to Congress last night, the president vowed to veto any attempt to reconsider Social Security or Medicare.
Some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it. Unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal.
Biden is referring to a proposal drafted by Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott. The president took objections to his remarks last night as the GOP promised to leave Medicare and Social Security alone. President Biden heads to Madison, Wisconsin today to promote his economic agenda. More from NPR's Giles Snyder.
President Biden is traveling to Wisconsin after using his State of the Union address to tout what he called his blue-collar blueprint to rebuild the country.
We're building an economy where no one's left behind. Jobs are coming back. Pride is coming back because choices we made in the last several years.
Biden is to visit a union training center in the Madison area as part of a plan for top administration officials to fan out across the country this week. Wisconsin is a swing state, and the president's visit there comes as he is widely expected to make another bid for the White House. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Two U.S. search and rescue teams are joining the relief effort in earthquake-ravaged areas of Turkey and Syria. From member station KQED, Keith Mizoguchi reports on the efforts of one team out of California.
Dozens of specially trained Los Angeles County firefighters will be aiding with search and rescue efforts in Turkey following the massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Anthony Maroney is interim fire chief with the L.A. County Fire Department.
So these men and women and these dogs of the L.A. County Fire Department are really going to go place themselves in harm's way to save lives, to dig people out, and to help with the recovery. So it's going to be a very dangerous mission. They're prepared. They're trained.
The urban search and rescue team is joining one from Virginia to help with rescue efforts. For NPR News, I'm Keith Mizoguchi in San Francisco.
LeBron James is now the NBA's leading scorer. The Los Angeles Lakers star surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387-point all-time scoring record last night in a home game against Oklahoma City. This is NPR. A report by the Paris-based International Energy Agency says that Asia will use half of the world's electricity by the year 2025. According to IEA, China's share of global energy consumption will rise from a quarter in 2015 to about a third by the middle of the decade. Africa, which makes up a fifth of the world's population, is projected to consume just 3% of the global energy supply. A team of cryptographers has discovered and deciphered dozens of 16th-century letters written in code by Mary, Queen of Scots, during her incarceration by England's Queen Elizabeth. The BBC's Hugh Schofield has that story.
The romantic, doomed figure of Mary, Queen of Scots, lived out the last 19 years of her life in English captivity. But despite the close surveillance, she was able to pass out a large number of secret letters to supporters. These 50 documents ended up in Paris because their destination was the French ambassador in London. An international team of codebreakers stumbled on the letters, which had been wrongly filed as relating to Italy. After using computers to crack the cipher, they realised they'd uncovered a rich source of new material for Elizabethan historians. Mary writing in code to complain of the conditions of her detention, for example, or of her feelings of abandonment by France.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting. U.S. futures are mixed in pre-market trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets closed mixed, down a fraction in Tokyo and in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.